Welcome to the topical halacha series, Beis Tefillah, Parasha Shoftim, Tavshin Ein Vav. I'd like to discuss the concept of trusting other people for the food you eat. Whether you're eating by a friend and he's serving you food, if you're going to the store and he sells you food, you go to a simcha, there's a mashgiach there, and the mashgiach assures you everything's alright. I'd like to know the parameters. Can we trust these people? What happens if they're strangers to me? I have no idea who they are. I never met them before. Can I trust them or not trust them? Is there a difference to eating at a private individual's house or to something that's commercial? Is there any nafkamina? How does this connect to Parsha Shoftim? We can find a connection. Shoftim, the Shoitrim, Titen Lecha, because Sharecha. Ask the Shlo. Titen Lecha, because Sharecha. This is a public obligation. Says the Shlo, because the human skull has seven Sha'orim, seven entrances or exits. Two eyes, two ears, two nostrils, and a mouth. And Shoftim v'Shoitrim, Titen Lecha b'kol Sha'orecha. You have to appoint a judge and a policeman by every shaar to know what to let in and what to let out. You're hearing something, you need to have a shofet to judge. Is this gossip permitted to be heard? And even if it's us, you need a shoiter to make sure. Indeed, you won't. You'll follow the orders of the shoiter. You have a mouth, and it's going to take out words. And you need to have a shofet to judge whether these words I'm about to pronounce, are they permitted words to be said? They're negative words, I shouldn't say them. Going to eat, put something in your mouth, it needs to be a shofet and a shoiter to decide whether the food I'm about to put in is something I should be putting in my mouth or not. Where is the shoiter? Shoftim v'Shoitrim titen lecha b'kol sha'orecha. You have to be your own shofet, you have to be your own shoiter. So that's a connection to what we're talking about. So we'll start off with the idea that we have a klal, a rule, principle called Eid Echad Ne'eman B'Yisurin. A singular witness is trusted when it comes to Yisurin, to prohibitions. Meaning, normally speaking, in Beis Din, you need two Eidim. If you're going to sue someone for money, you have to bring two Eidim. But in Yisurin, Eid Echad Ne'eman B'Yisurin. What is the source for this concept? Rashi in Gittin Beis Amud Beis tells us, Shereimina Toira Kol Echad Ve'Echad Mi'Yisrael Al Afrosh Astruma Ve'Al Ashchita Ve'Al Nikra Gid Ve'Achilev. Without bringing a source, we just say the Torah believes people that they've done what they need to do. The person says, I've done truma, I've been mafish truma, I've shechted, this meat has been shechted. He means not Torah. Rashi didn't give us, where do we see this? It seems we're most of the pshita. Rashi in Chulin, Yudam on Beis tells us, Eidechon eman b'yisurin. Here Rashi tells us a source. As it says in the Torah, V'zavachto mipkorcho mitzoynecho. the korban is ashechted. The shachat is ben abokor. The animal, the korban gets shechted. And what happens? After the animal gets shechted, who eats the meat? Who eats the meat of the korban? The koyanim. How can the kohen eat the meat? But how does he know that it was indeed slaughtered? The Torah doesn't require to have two edim to witness the shechita. So must be, this is obviously eidecha neman bisurin. The shechet is believed to say I shechted it, even though there's not two edim. We only need two edim for mammon or misas beis din or rayas. To ask someone, ask an Yisho, they need to aid him to make Yisho Mekudeshes, you need to aid him. But the food, Eidecha Neman B'Yisurin. Rashi in Yevamos, Peches Amud Aleph, says, Eidecha Neman B'Yisurin, because otherwise, Ein Lecha Odom Oichel Meshol Chaveroi, no one could eat by the friend. If we don't have the principle of Eidecha Neman B'Yisurin, you couldn't eat from your wife's kitchen. Can you imagine? Wife says, Cholent. He says, hey, is it kosher? Is there milk inside? Besides offending your wife, but if you don't have Eidecha Neman B'Yisurin, you can't eat. Because you can't trust her. And obviously, eid echad neman b'isurin. A single eid is believed when it comes to isurim. It's asa mutar, and eid echad is believed. Even normally speaking, we need two eidim for court. Here, so therefore, you can believe. How about if it wouldn't be the case, you couldn't eat at home.
So she is the witness?
Yeah. She says, as melech the basar. I don't even know, but my kids think that meat grows in the freezer. They have no idea that you have to do melicha. It's a foreign concept to them. Melicha is when the cholent's not salty enough, they put salt in the cholent. That's for them melicha. They have no idea that melicha. I remember my mother salting the livers. So, that my kids, I get it. But the way it was, the melicha. Who did melicha? The rabbits. She did melicha. So it used to be. So how do you know? How can you eat the meat? You can trust her. Otherwise, you need to wait in the kitchen. So this is Rashi's source.
Maybe you need an eich of the sanjuan.
Okay, so even granted, so okay. But it's not the case. It's not the way of a kitchen doesn't need to have edim all the time. Tosfos in Kittin, Beit Amud Beis, gives a different interpretation, a different source. For eid echad aman b'yisurin, the alfinon min nida, the darshinon, the safra la la'atzma. A nida, she does sfira, a woman who's a nida. She's sefer shivin akim. How do you know there's shivin akim? We trust her. Does she have edim? No, she doesn't have edim that she cleaned herself and she's clean. There's no edim. So how does the husband know? Obviously we trust her. If she says, I'm a Torah, we believe her. Doesn't need edim. That's Tosfos' source. I saw a Moshe as a tshuva about a certain mashgiach. He had a position that was, and the mashgiach passed away. Now his wife, the widow, wants to continue the position. That's her parnasa, and be the mashgiach, a lady mashgiach. Question is, are we soimich anoshim? Moshe says, look, what the Tosfos, the source of Eidecha Neman B'Yisurin comes from Isha. One of the rides he brings. Okay, it's a very nice. So the bottom line is, it's Paschal and Shulchan Aruch. Kuf, Chav, Zayin, Siv, Gimel, Eid Echa Neman Beisurin. Gewaldig. Rabbi Sai, everything is now Mutza. Eid Echa Neman Beisurin. It's now easy life. You can go to any store, and the guy says, Hakol Kasher. Do you have shatness? Betach. Of course I have shatness. Do you have tevel? Betach. Rak tevel. The guy says whatever he thinks you want to hear, and Gavaldik, Shalom Yisrael. So Rabbi Sai, you don't need Ashkochas anymore. You don't need any kashrus. Just ask the owner of the hall, the owner of the factory, is it kasher? Yes. Hey, Dechon, I'll be soon. The Torah says. Let's see. The Masechet Avodah Zarah, Lamed Tes Amud Beis. Tana Rabbanan, Ein Loikchim Yemach Machag Besuria. These are Rosh HaTevas. Yain Mem is Murais, certain type of fish oil, Lochelev Melach, all sorts of various kashrus. You don't buy these things in Suria. Why not? Only from a mumche.
What would make you if you know a certain store is open on Shabbos and they advertise kosher, and are they also considered?
I hope not. We have to see. You're asking good. These are very important questions. Apparently, we learned a blanket hat of Eid Echad Man Bisurin. So, are there any exceptions to that? It says in Syria you can't buy kashrus related to things that need the kashrus. You can't buy from, for example, wine. You can't buy from Syria. Why? Why not?
Syria.
Yeah, in Syria, says Rashi. Because the chenvonim, the surah chashidei, v'loy kabdi alifnei iver loy sitei mikshoy. The shopkeepers in Syria, they are chashudim, they are suspect. We suspect them. They don't care about if neiver or istemich shol, and for the sake of money, they will sell forbidden product. Yai nesech. They'll take goyshe wine to buy for cheap, and sell it as goyshe wine for the sake of money. And either be over if neiver or istemich shol. It's forbidden to provide a stumbling block to another person. And to, you tell the guy it's kosher, it's really treif. You over on if they even listen to Temach Shor, but they chashudim on that. They don't care about if they even listen to Temach Shor.
Well, does Eid Echad apply to Goyim too?
Not to Goyim. These are Jewish shopkeepers. Okay, but the mash, it's mashma.
But just learn. You have to do your event.
This is the point. So even though we just learned the principle of Eidach HaNeman Bisurin, we're finding a Gemara. The Gemara tells us that in Syria you can't trust the shopkeepers, the Jewish shopkeepers, because they're chashudim, says Rashi. Why not? Because they're chashudim and ifnei iver. So therefore, says the Gemara, if you're invited to their home and you're having what they're eating, you could eat with them. But to buy from their store, you can't. Because ifnei iver, they're chashudim. They don't care. They don't recognize that as being a problem. And they can supply you with forbidden merchandise. But what they eat in the home, they're makbit, because they're for themselves. So therefore, if you're participating in their meal from their table, you can. Because they're not chashudim to eat themselves in Avera. Yes?
They don't eat what they are eating.
That's right.
If they didn't take the broccoli, if they're offering it to you, you couldn't eat in their
house? I mean, it was provided to their family. They don't care about their own family either. Okay. Shitas HaRambam. But the bottom line is, the way in Rashi's explanation, it seems to be that Syria is a specific exception. It's a place where we know the Chashudim. They have a track record of supplying forbidden Schoiro. We know the Chashudim. But if I come to a place where I don't know for good or for bad, I'm a stranger in a new land and I don't know anyone, and I go to this Jewish store, so the implication of Rashi is I could do Eidei Chodnim Arbei Surim. In Syria, I have prior information that they're chashudim. That's the simple reading of Rashi. Shita Sarambam. Im ma'acholo is asuro is perek yudalef alocho chofei. Says the Rambam. In Bizman shehoiso Eretz Yisrael kulo Yisrael. When Eretz Yisrael was fully inhabited with Israel, you could buy wine from any person. Ben choishishim loy. The Beis Din were in control. There was law and order. Ben chutz laaretz, you could only buy from a person shehuchzak bekashrus. A person that we have prior information that he is makbid. But bezman hazeh, therefore, anywhere, wherever you're going to buy wine, you can only buy from a person shehuchzak bekashrus. Same thing with meat and cheese and fish, chatichas dag, you can't see if it's kosher or not. You can't buy from us anyone. Only to a person who's huchzak bekashrus. You know, you have prior information that this guy is someone you can trust. So, but that's when you're buying. If you're invited for a meal by someone, then you could eat anything. Even though you don't know him, as long as you know he's Jewish. If you know he's a Jew, in his home you could eat. But to buy, only from someone who's huchzak bekashrus. Where did the Rambam get this from? Says the Kesef Mishnah. It's from the Gemara of Surah. The Rambam learns that Syria is lav davka. Culture came chutz l'aretz. So the Rambam is learning. He's learning the Gemara of Surah. It's not something specific to Surah. It's a general principle. You cannot buy kashrus related products only from a person who has a ches kas kashrus. So after Raivud, Omar Avrom, Zu'ein Mishnah, She'ein Me'aretz Chashudim Lachlif, V'Lelim Kol Bodov Asur. Says, no, I don't agree. Even Am'aretz is not suspected of selling something that's Asur. Elaim Kein Nechshad. Unless you know that he's a chashud, but a stam person, there's no chashash. Yes?
Why are we assuming that everybody knows the halachos? It's just a question of, this seems like it's a question of trustworthiness. But in all our explanation, that he's the chala, we have to think chala, I don't know, I've never heard of it. He may be totally trustworthy, but he may not know what
he's doing. Okay, so we'll get into your point, Bezat Hashem. So it comes out, we have Machlokes Rambam and Raivad. The Rambam learns you can't buy from a stranger, and it is huchzak bekashrus. You have to have positive backup information that this guy is trustworthy. According to the Raivad, you can buy from anyone unless you know he's a choshud. Reason to suspect is a choshud.
What's
choshud? Someone to suspect. Someone unworthy. Comes out that Rashi is like the Raivad. The Machlok is Rashi Raivad versus Rambam. This din of Surah, where the Torah said, Gemara said you can't buy from Surah. Rashi and the Raivad learn, it's a unique case that we know that the Surah, that the choshudim. Versus the Rambam learns it's a principle. You need the cheskas kashrus. What's takapshat? What's takapshat in the Rambam that we assume? Okay, honey, we're going to Rashi and the Raivad. We know that in Syria we know the chashudim. Okay, we have information, but the Rambam assumes that anyone is choshud. You can't trust anyone. But what happens to the principle of Eidei Chodnim Arbei Surim? Where did I go? It's a din d'oraisa. Eidei Chodnim Arbei Surim. Why is the Rambam says you have to have a cheskas kashrus? Says the Oruch HaShulchan. Says that a person who sells commercially, chenvoni kavua, a person who continuously, that is profession, he does all the time, shemeicha tomid b'chol eisu b'chol sha'o shani, a person that's commercial, he's meire heter to steal to for money. He will sell you an issa, because even though normally for a regular individual we have eidecha on man bisurin, but a chenvoni is different. Brings a raya. Din is Barabasa Peites Rambam Yochas Gneva, that Beis Din have a special department who they check out on the midos, the weights. There's a special department who go and check out the weights of the chenvonim, see they're not cheating. Chenvonim are likely to cheat on the weights. They have a special weight that says it's a kilo, it's written 3/4 of a kilo. So when you'll be buying your apples, they put that weight on the scale. You're paying for a kilo, you only got 3/4 of a kilo. So Beis Din, they go and check it out. It's makara. Why? What? This is real theft. It's theft. So the guy, you charge the guy for a kilo, you only supply him for 3/4 of a kilo. It's theft. It's a gneva. Why we choshed the chenvoni for gneva? Makara. So these are kosh yidden. Why we choshed them? No. Because they have yitzur the mamayna. A person that's commercial by him, he has a yitzur horror of mammon. So you have to, you can't give them benefit of the doubt. And so therefore, and he doesn't care about Yifnei Iver. So that's why a person that's commercial, chenvoni, is not believed. You can't trust him. What's the halacha? Shulchan Aruch, Yodeh, Simen Kuf, Yuteh, Sif Aleph. Says the Shulchan Aruch, HaChoshud Lechol Dvarim Asurim. A person, we know he's choshud, we suspect him of eating non-kosher things, can't rely on him, and you can't even eat in his house. Because he's a choshud. To eat Dvarim Asurim. If he's not choshud to eat himself, but he's choshud to sell, and you eat by him, you could eat by him, but you can't buy from him. It's a very, very important halacha. So, first of all, you can't be a mashgiach. Because if it says over here, choshu's not, you can't trust him. Sometimes in far off places they'll take, that they're missing mashgiach, and they may take someone who's a choshud. And the Ramah says, yes, imrim, afilu mimi she'ino choshud. Rakshein mekirim oisoi, shumuchzab akashus. Yes, imrim, says the Ramah. Even somebody you don't know is choshud, just you don't know who he is. Also, liknois meno, yayin, or shadvar. It comes out. The Shulchan Aruch set up this din only by a choshud, implying by a regular person you don't know. You're a stranger from out of town, you just arrive in town. Unless you know otherwise, you can trust even to buy from anyone. Only by a choshud, you know he's a choshud, you can't trust him. Versus the Ramah is saying, he brings the opinion that you have to know he has a cheskas kashrus. So it comes out, the Shulchan Aruch is passing in like the Ravid and Rashi. Even Stam Yisrael, you can trust. And the Ramah is bringing the Rambam, who says, that even by Stam Yisrael, you can't trust the Vay. The Aruch HaShulchan points out, there's not much of a nafkamina between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. Kul Amun Maidu, everyone agrees, if you know the guy is Choshud, you can't trust him. And everyone agrees, if the guy has the Cheskas Kashrus, you can't trust him. Machlekes is when you have no information, not for good and not for bad. Whether you can trust him, when the Shulchan Aruch, you can buy from him, and according to Ramah, you can't. Now the Shach, and here Mordechai, we're going to get to your point. The Shach asked, there's a steer in Shulchan Aruch. Here the Shulchan Aruch has been lenient, that we can trust even strangers. Anyone we can trust, unless we know otherwise. But the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Samachay Sifu Dalet says that the Tabochim, a butcher's neman, can testify there's no Gidan Osher. You can testify he's done the Niku. But you can't buy from a Taboch. Unless he's Mukzak Bekashrus. A guy selling, a butcher selling, and you can't buy from him unless you know he's a kosher. He won't sell you meat that you haven't done nikur. And what's the source? The source is from Surya. So we see the Shulchan Aruch is paskening that by a stam taboch, you can't buy from him. The Shulchan Aruch is paskening like the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch by us paskening like Rashi, the Stira. Another question the Shach asks. By Shechita, the Beis Yosef brings the Mordechai. That the Mordechai says that a Shechet brings the name of Rabbeinu Hanano, that you can't trust a Shechet unless you know that he doesn't give people nevayos and treifos. You have to know the sheikh is reliable. Says the Mordechai, why? Says, well, makara. I don't understand the Mordechai. We have a din of stam yisrael becheskes ksheirus kashrus yu. Why do you need to know about the sheikh? He's stam yisrael. Stam yisrael ksheir. He says the Rambam holds like Rabbi Yochanan. Because the Rabbi Rama holds, you need to have a cheskes kashrus. And apparently the Beis Yosef holds like the Rabbi Yochanan. And might say, when it comes to Shechita, you can't trust anyone with Shechita. You have to know he has a cheskes kashrus. So you see a chura stira. On one hand, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch was meiko, that by stam, a stranger, unless you know otherwise, he has a cheskes kashrus. The other hand, two places by Shechita and by Nikur, there you have to know this Shechita is reliable. Answers the Shach. Says the Shach, Shechita, there's many halachas. It's so easy to mess up. Things are very difficult to be done. The knife has to be so perfect, and you have to check in the right way. If you mess up, it could be in a second. One wrong move, you can mess it up. So there, you need a muhsak v'kashrus. The Matter Yonason on the page in Shulchan Aruch in Kiruv Yudes, he says, "Shani shoychet v'tapoch," because there's so many halachos. There's so many halachos involved. So maybe he's mistaken in the halacha. He's not trying to cheat you. He thinks it's kosher. He thinks it's good enough. But really, we can't trust him. He's not reliable. There's so many halachas he has to be holding by. We can't trust him. That's what you said, right? Very similar to what you said. So here, even the Shulchan Aruch agrees by complex matters. Even the Shulchan Aruch agrees that he has to have a cheskas kashrus. On simple things, with Musa or not Musa, these things are simple. There you can trust, but complex, like Shechita Nikur. If you ever saw Nikur, what happens? It's a very difficult melacha. Very difficult. Today, most of the Mahadra and Yechshayim, they don't deal with the hind parts. It's so complicated. They just say it to God. There's so much nikkur to be done. What's the halacha l'maisa? So we have machlekes. So what's the halacha l'maisa? We have a shach. We have the Shulchan Aruch who's lenient by a stam stranger. Can you rely on the diabachas discussion? What's the halacha l'maisa? The Taz brings the Darkei Moshe, and the Darkei Moshe is the minig is that everyone has a cheskes kashrus, even a guy selling. But says the Taz, since the Ramah didn't bring that minhag, only the Darkei Moshe bought it. The Darkei Moshe is the Ramah on the tour, but the Shulchan Aruch didn't bring it. Means he's paskening that you do need the cheskes kashrus. He says, "V'nochaynu," says the Taz, "b'fratchan roim kilkula doyrois," that it's definitely necessary that people who are selling They need a ches. You have to know they have a cheskas kashrus. Or Shulchan likewise says, we have to choshish for the Rambam. It's a minhag pashut that people who come to sell meat, they have to bring a ksav hechsher. Let's bring hechsher with them. Kaf HaChaim says that Rav Kachoy Lachroinim holds like the Shulchan Aruch. That you can make her. But still, even though it's Mikra Din, it's roy to be chash for the more and not to trust the sellers. Chochmas Adam likewise says, roy ninoig, that not to trust the sellers. So what comes out of Rabbi? Yeah, you're going, yeah? No, you tell me.
There are many people.
Yeah.
And it's not a topic, but they want to sell things from their home.
Oh.
The ingredients are
badats. No, so fine.
No,
they, look, we just said there's not much machlekas with him. If the guy's a choshut, all agree you can't trust him. If the guy's a neman, you know the guy, you know him, that this is, he's a yosher, you know him, you can trust him, he's makpid, so you can believe him. He has a cheskas kashrus. We're discussing when you have no information, not for good or for bad, but you know he's selling. He has this guy has a gain. Can you trust such a guy?
You trust in certain terms of the honesty. What about in terms of the knowledge of halacha?
You have to evaluate for yourself. Things are much more complex nowadays. This whole sugya of Eid HaChama and Misurin, the kimat doesn't apply. The kimat is nothing we eat has an Eid HaChama and Misurin on it. Let's work. What happens? You come to my house. Can I tell you everything is kosher? Come to me for a meal. Can I tell you, can I testify that all the food on my table is kosher? If I would say so, I'd be a shakran. I can testify, if I would be the shaykhet, I can testify, listen. I can testify. If I would do the melicha, I could testify. It's not melicha, has been done with kadin. But nothing we eat, we have any way of communicating directly whoever can testify. We are all based on a heksha. What does the heksha mean? The sum organization or grand rabbi we rely on, we trust him. And I ask you, if you phone him up, I bought a bag of meat with your heksher, is it kosher? Can you testify it's kosher? What's he going to tell you?
Personally,
he said, no, I can't testify. Don't know. I can ask him, rabbi, he has your name on it. Do you know it was shechted? No. Were you there? No. So what's it based on? It's not based on Eidus. It's a certain chazaka. Look, I've set up a system. I have mashgichim. I have very big kashrus. I have zganim. I have all sorts of deputies and deputies and deputies. And somewhere down the line, in Argentina, we sent a staff of sheikhtim. I'm not there. I don't even know where it is. I may even not, the head of the Rashi may even not know that there's a group there right now, shechting. They're not involved. It's a system. How do you put your name on the meat before if you don't even know? Because he's built up a system of a chazak. Look, as a chain, I have a deputy, and deputy has a deputy. I'm stomach. He appointed the mashgiach, who's a real shamayim. I'm stomach. The mashgiach wasn't there. He informed whoever's in charge of him. V'chule, and I would be told about it. In fact, I wasn't told, so I assume that's kosher. That's what's happening. When someone says kosher, he's not even a dechot. It's a mystery. It's his interpretation. He thinks that this heksher is a good heksher. What's it based on? It's all gut feelings. Person He speaks to people he trusts, and they recommend Heksha A, don't eat Heksha B, eat Heksha C. But it's all just how God is all based on Chazak. It's not real. We don't have Kimat today hard core etos. So when it comes to caterer, so if you don't know the guy, he has a gias moment. If you don't know the guy, so if you know the guy and you trust him, so what are you going to trust him for? That he buys, you trust him what he says. He says, I buy this such and such ingredients. You're entitled to trust him if you know the guy. If you don't know the guy, you can't really trust him. And then you have to decide whether you trust those ingredients, because he doesn't know. One last point. Rav Moshe writes, it must be the Mashgiach doesn't get a salary from the factory. The Mashgiach has to get a salary from the other kashrus. Because if he's getting a salary from the factory, he's Nogei Badova. Because that means if he's going to say bad things, he'll be fired. It's paranosa. So, and then we have the Ramoyas, Nogei's moment. It has to be the Mashgiach. If someone gets his salary only from the Vadar Kashrus, not from the, he has no negir whatsoever. He can say all the bad things about the factory if necessary. That has to be Yishar Koyah. Thank you very much. Have a good Shabbos.
That's very nice in theory. The problem is that the Mashkiach, the organization is being paid by the store, by the restaurant, whatever. So the organization is not being paid because they're auditors, but they're not being supported by the community. They're being paid by the store. So they have vested interest in not calling them. It's indirect, but it's still there. Like if this is a very macro mashgiach, or he's kashat, he says, I want to bring something to your attention, and he's doing it a lot, well then it's actually, it could be hurting the mashgiach, because they're losing clients, because it's too hard to deal with catching everything. And so I think
okay, it has to be the Shgocha has Yerushalayim. If you don't trust the Yerushalayim of the whoever's in charge, so Yeshbaya, it's a tzaddik. So you don't know the Mashgiach personally, but you do hope to know. You have to have some estimation of who's in charge. You hope, you assume the guy in charge is Yerushalayim to withstand financial pressures. So if that's the case, so you're not worried about it. If you don't know who the head of the organization is, you have a problem. Because you're right. Because then you are right if you don't know who he is. It has to be eating Eksha that you have independent verification that the guy running the Eksha is Yerushalayim.
So, but we wouldn't say that if the Mashgiach was being directed by the store. He was, I know him, I trust him,
if I know the Mashgiach, I know he's strong.
Even if he's getting a salary from the store.
It's difficult. It's a hard call. Unless
maybe it's worse because that is his personal direct, whereas the store has many clients, so it's not as bad.
It's all our gosha. There's nothing clear. That's what we're doing. That's what we're eating. That embryo.
But wouldn't it be a better system?
If what?
If you have a hashgacha, just like a rav is not. The hashgacha is supported by the community, and any restaurant that wants to use the services is not paying them directly. It's being paid by the community, and therefore the hashgacha does not have any. They're not nagei b'davar at all, whether or not they catch them and close them down. Wouldn't that be even a stronger?
Everything has to be financially justified itself. If the kashrus expand, they have lots of expenses, they have mashgichim, lots of expenses involved. The community has to be getting money to support that. Everyone has to share the money. You can never avoid financial. It has to work financially. You can't disconnect completely. The community also, if they won't be getting money, they won't support the mashgichim, they won't be able to afford it.
Of course,
it's strength because they have no gear whatsoever to the. But it's not possible. There always has to be some financial based and everything. But anyway, there's another point. You have to be professional. It's not enough to give a hechsher. It's not enough just to know the halacha. You have to be a professional. And I met a mashgiach. He's an independent mashgiach. He's hired. He goes to Europe. He told me they had a case of a certain Rava Machshir who came to a factory in Poland somewhere. And this is the Rava Machshir who's going to give a hechsher to check out the factory. And he went to the factory, and things are so complex. Huge machinery with hundreds of miles of pipes and all the rest. And the Rav asked the Mashgiach, tell me, what am I supposed to be looking for? He asked the Mashgiach, tell me what he had no clue what's happening over these gigantic machines. He had no clue. He asked the Mashgiach, tell me, what should I be looking for? Point out why I should. You have to know what's happening. You have to be an engineer, a technical engineer, to know, to understand the complexity of these huge factories and all the ingredients coming in and out and pipes and steam and ain't so. It has to be professional. Good luck. It's all guess. It's all we're all trusting hunch feelings. No one really knows. There's no one who's testifying to the food you have on your table. There's no one. You'll never find the mashgiach who was there and says, this, I testify, is kosher. You're not going to find him. It's a system built on chazal, because the mistoma is alright. Mistoma was there, mistoma otherwise. The label you have on the food you buy was printed a year ago. It was stuck. Someone stuck it on. You have no edus. There's no one telling you it's kosher. That's the Messias. You follow the Badat. You know how many Badat Eid al-Kharid is wonderful. You phone them up. You phone up the Ravid. You say, I just brought some hummus. Was it Maisert? No. He hadn't even heard of the company to get the Ahshur. Such a complex is the system. He's the head of the pyramid. It's his. But Maisert, he doesn't know. He wasn't it. It's our system. If you make 25 phone calls, maybe you'll get the name of the mashgiach. Then you have to trace him and find him if he was there, the different shifts. Then find out, and maybe by the time you do that, you're ready. You'll be Pesach already. You won't be able to eat the hummus. Your kidneys. Shakoyach. Enjoy your food. It's kosher. Don't worry about it.